This episode contains content that may be sensitive or upsetting to some listeners. Please review the show notes for a more detailed description of the episode's content. We honor your experience. Please be gentle and take care of yourself. Flourish, Episode 1, Freedom.
Thank you. So often, during the course of our lives, we are caught up in the moment, just trying to make it through each day unscathed, or scathed, as the case may be, that we don't realize the impact of our lives in motion until we're confronted by the consequences, or the rewards, as the case may be, of our choices. For so many of us, we operate in survival mode, moving from day to day, doing the best we can with the hand we've been dealt, that so often we forget to pause and reflect until we get a moment to breathe, look back and say, that's what happened. And so many of the popular wisdoms we say today remind us to cherish the moment, live in the present. Don't look back, we're not going that way. There's so little time for reflection, unless you're fortunate to take a moment to remember, to remind ourselves of the journey we've taken and the choices we've made along the way that have led us to this day.
Last one, there's a rotten egg! And the winner gets the last cookie!
There you are. Come back to the trailer now. It's nap time.
No, please, can we share a cookie?
Nope. Come up here, girl.
Run.
Oh, no you don't. Get back here, boy. I can lift both you little uns.
Put me down. Put him down. He doesn't need a nap. I'll go for a nap with you. And he can have my cookie.
We're all going for a nap together.
No! Please, not again.
Kingston Station downtown. We'll be here for a 10-minute rest stop for anyone needing a stretch. Refreshments available inside the station. Make sure you're back on the bus by 11:15, folks.
Oh my, you were dead asleep. Bad dream, dear?
No, I was just startled by the...
Of course. Is this your stop?
No.
Would you like to get off for a few minutes?
No, I'm fine.
You sure you don't need anything? It's been a long bus ride.
No, I'm good, thanks. I just want to sleep a while longer.
Of course, dear. A teenage girl needs her sleep.
Stop! You'll wake the children! I mean it! Stop! Or I'll take the children and leave!
Think you could fucking leave? Take my kids!
Amelia, what's that?
Shh, stay quiet. Don't move.
He pushed Mommy.
I know, but I don't want him to hurt you. Don't look, Liam. We should go back to sleep.
Amelia, wake up. We need to go. Quickly, quietly. Get your shoes on.
What about Daddy?
He's sleeping. I've got your brother. We have to go now. I don't want to go.
What the fuck are you doing? They should be in bed. They don't need shoes in bed.
Go!
You bitch!
Get in, quickly, quickly!
Mommy!
I know, sweetheart, lock the door. Come on, come on!
He's gonna get us!
Please start. Mama!
It's okay, dear. It was just a deer on the road. We're fine. Go back to sleep if you like.
Are we there yet?
Not yet. We've a ways to go still.
Okay.
Get some rest, dear. You'll need your energy for Toronto.
Liam, sit down. Amelia, can you get your brother in his car seat? Okay, Liam, sit down. Let me strap you in.
Mama, look out! Ah!
We're okay. You're okay. Are you okay? Okay. We're okay. We'll just get out and we'll walk. It's okay.
I only have one shoe. And Liam has none. How can we get on a walk?
There's a house over there. It's not far. I'll carry your brother, and you walk. You'll be fine. Let's go. Out. Now. Come on. Let's go.
It's muddy, Mommy, and cold.
We need to go, Amelia.
Mommy, my shoe's stuck in the mud.
Leave it. Let's go.
Mommy, I can't walk on this. Ow, Mommy, the corns hurt my feet. I can't walk anymore. I'm cold.
Your brother can't walk, and I can't carry you both. It's not much further.
Mommy, my feet are bleeding.
Stop. We're almost there. We'll get some help at that house. I need you to walk, Amelia. Let's go. Now.
I'm so sleepy. I just want to go home.
You can do this.
You can do this.
We made it. The road is right up there. I'll climb up with your brother and then pull you up. Okay, now you, Amelia. Grab my hand. No, Liam, stay here with Mommy. Come on, Amelia, pull. That's it. Good girl. Come on, Liam. I got you.
What if no one is home, Mommy?
They will be. Look, the porch light is on.
What?
Excuse us. We were in a car accident and need your help. Can I use your phone, please?
Kind of late for these kids to be out, ain't it?
We're escaping my husband. Please, can I just use your phone? I'm sorry to bother you, but our car went into the ditch back there.
I'm so tired, Mommy.
She can lay on the couch while you make your phone call.
Thank you.
Peterborough Station. Anyone for Peterborough? We'll just carry on through then.
Things are harder to remember than others. Some memories blend together until the years are indistinguishable from one another. And some things we wish we couldn't remember at all.
When do I get to go home? That boy won't leave me alone!
Leave her alone, kid!
Sorry, girly. This is home until you get placed with a foster.
What? I want my mommy! Mommy!
Mom's not here. What's wrong?
He pushed me down!
Oh no. I think your leg's broken.
Where's my mommy?
No. She's passed out. Someone get medical!
Amelia.
Amelia! Amelia, wake up! Mommy's coming for us today.
What about Daddy?
You're having a very special visit with your mom today.
Well, I want to see Daddy.
I know, hon, but your mom has a surprise for you today.
A surprise!
A surprise?
That's right. I've brought you both a surprise.
Mommy!
My boy, this is for you. And Amelia, this is for you.
Presents?
Go on, open them. Both of you.
Cool. Vroom,
vroom, vroom. Jewelry? For me?
A special necklace just for you. That's an A for Amelia. Let me put it on for you. Ah, there. Lovely. You keep that on forever and always. Okay, my beautiful Amelia?
So, we're going home today, right, Mommy?
We're going home.
Our car is fixed! We're going home with Mommy!
We need to make this quick.
Hey, give your mom a big hug. I love you both so much. Always remember that.
Okay, into the car, both of you.
Wait, why isn't Mommy driving? Why is she just standing there?
We're going home today, right?
She's not coming home with us, honey.
No, we're going home with Mommy.
Well, your mom is staying here, and we're going to a new home with your foster mom and dad.
No! Mommy, why is she just standing there? Mommy!
Wave goodbye to your mommy. No, don't do that. You'll hurt your hand. Amelia, stop that.
Mommy, why are you coming?
Stop, Amelia. You can see your mother through the window. She's waving goodbye.
Mommy, no!
Union Station, Toronto.
Finally, we made it. What a relief.
We're here.
Home sweet home. Well, mine anyway. Is this home for you? You've been sleeping so long. We haven't had a chance to chat. But you do seem young to be traveling by yourself.
I'm visiting relatives.
How nice. Can I give you a lift?
No, thanks. My aunt is picking me up.
Lovely. There you go. Watch your step.
Thanks. Nice to meet you.
We hardly met, but you too.
Hey, is that some change?
No, sorry.
I just need a dollar for a sandwich, please.
I don't have any money.
You do too.
I don't have enough, I'm sorry.
I know you are, but what am I?
What?
Liar!
Well, maybe just a dollar.
Do you think that's wise, dear?
I want to help.
I know you do, but you really don't have enough to spare, do you? Let me. Here you go, sir. Now get on your way.
God bless you, ma'am.
God helps those who help themselves.
I think we all need to help each other when we can.
How right you are. Where's your aunt?
She should be here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You sure I can't give you a drive somewhere? You do know how to get around the city, don't you?
No, really, I'm fine. I think I see my aunt's car outside now.
Bye-bye, dear. And remember what I said.
What you said?
Oh, that's right. You said it. We all need to help each other when we can.
Right. Okay. Well, bye.
Hey, watch where you're going, kid.
Excuse me, do you know?
Sorry, nope.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm looking...
Out of the bike lane!
Ow.
Here, you need a hand?
Thanks, I'm okay.
Ooh, scraped your knee, huh?
It's fine.
What are you looking for?
I heard there's a convent house.
Oof, you mean covenant house?
I guess so, yeah. Is it near here?
Kinda. I could show you, but it'll cost you.
Oh, how much?
$100.
Never mind, I'll find it.
Cheaper than a hotel.
Thanks anyway.
Okay. It's up on Girard, but you gotta go through Dundas Square and that's nuts. All the crazies.
Thanks, I'll find it.
Don't make eye contact with the guys at the park!
Better keep it moving, friend.
What?
I don't play for free, you know.
Here's a dollar, but can you tell me how to get to the Covenant House?
Runaway, huh?
No, I just need a place for the night.
Sure. It's up that way, just a few blocks. Turn left on Gerard!
Hey! That's my money!
Shouldn't flash your stash around here, friend.
A few blocks, huh?
Yep. Just keep moving north, you'll find it. But avoid the Rasta men in the park. Don't make eye contacts.
Why are you tossing out all those brand new school supplies, girl?
They just become so heavy. I've been walking so long today and my feet hurt.
Don't you need them for school? You're going to the university, yeah?
No.
Where are you going then?
I'm trying to find Covenant House.
It's just a few more blocks. Get those school supplies. I'll carry them for you. I'll show you the way.
Oh, thank you. That feels so much better.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to help you.
Where are you from?
I was raised here, but born in Uganda. My mother brought me here to escape when violence broke out in our town.
That must have been scary for you.
I was very young. And why are you looking for Covenant House? What are you escaping from?
No, I'm just here for the night, on my way to visit relatives. It's getting late. I was hoping to be there by sundown. Is it nearby?
Yes, it's not far from here.
Do you live in that park?
I chill there with my boys most days. You're welcome to come by any time. And what will you do, young lady? What are your dreams for your life?
I want to be an artist. I want to make a difference in the world, somehow.
I'm quite sure you will. You have a very generous nature.
You're the one helping me, though.
And you trusted me, a strange man in a strange city. That takes much courage for a girl your age, and a kind spirit. Thank you.
Thank you.
And here we are. Here are your belongings back. I wish you good luck.
Amelia,
I am Akello, and I wish for all your dreams to come true, Amelia.
I wish the same for you, Akello. What are your dreams?
I'm not too sure yet, but I like helping people, and I want to make a difference in the world as well.
Then I hope both our dreams come true.
Hey, he can't come in here.
I was just helping Amelia find her way here. Wishing you a safe journey.
Bye, Okello.
You need to be more careful about who you trust. You're in downtown Toronto, and it can be dangerous. Is that your real name, Emily?
Amelia.
What brings you to Covenant House, Amelia?
I'm visiting my aunt and uncle, but I need to find them first, so I need a place to stay.
Do you have ID? A phone number for them?
I have a driver's license, but I don't know their number, no.
So how are you planning to find them?
I left home. I got on a bus and I came here and I couldn't stand it anymore.
It's okay. We can help you get home again.
No, I don't. I can't go back. It's just too far. And
okay. Calm down. Let's get you inside and have a chat. You'll be all right.
You can't go upstairs. It's after 8 p.m. Doors are locked.
We'll take the elevator. Come on in, Amelia, and sit down. Why don't you tell me what brought you to Covenant House tonight? And why you can't go home?
My mom gave me a book a few months ago, and it mentioned Covenant House. A place to kids to go when they can't live at home. So I got on the bus this morning and I came to find it.
Did that book mention that it's a house for abused kids? You look fine to me.
They did abuse me.
Any proof of that? Bruises?
No, it's been better lately, but 2 weeks ago she slammed the kitchen door in my thumb, and I think it's broken, and I just thought, that's it, I can't take it anymore.
Who's she?
My mom. Well, my adoptive mom, she's always hitting me when she gets mad. Like, one time in grade 8, I got in trouble for stealing food when I got home. We circled the kitchen. Well, she slapped my face every time I took a step for almost 2 hours. It's not always physical. Sometimes she just tells me how awful I am, or makes me feel bad about myself, or...
Okay, I get it. What about sexual abuse?
No, not them.
Not them?
No, never.
What are your parents' names?
Elizabeth and Stuart Harper.
And where do they live?
Salem, about 3 hours by bus.
All right. I need you to call home and let them know that you're here and you're safe.
No! They'll make me go back.
This is the only way I can help you, Amelia. We have to follow procedures. If they file a missing person report and the police find you, then you will have to go back.
So I can stay here if I call them?
If I can get approval and an investigation started, yes. Here's the phone. I'll just be in the other room, and we can make sure you get in tonight. Call your parents.
Hi, Mom. It's me. I'm calling to let you know that I'm safe, but I'm not coming home. I just had a call.
I knew it. I knew you stuffed clothes in the neighbor's bush. I always knew it was just a matter of time before you ran away. That's what you do. Why the phone call?
I had to let you know that I'm safe, so you won't file a police report.
Oh, that wasn't going to happen. It's been so peaceful here without you. If you hadn't left, we were going to ship you out to live with your cousin Kat anyways. You know Kat. She's like the daughter I never had.
Yes. I love Kat too.
It could have been a wonderful fresh start for you. Oh well.
I'm done. I'm here safe now, and I won't be coming back.
That's fine. We won't come looking for you. You have everything you could want now.
Everything I've ever wanted.
Did you reach them?
Yes.
Okay. You're all set. We just have some paperwork to fill out, and then we'll get you a bed for the night.
You can't go up there until curfew.
Anne, it's her first night. Relax. It's only 10 minutes till curfew.
It's the girls' dorm. I'll take her up, Jay. I'll make sure she settles in and give her a full tour.
All right. Thanks. I'll see you tomorrow, Amelia.
Thanks for your help, Jay.
It's just an emergency shelter for tonight. We'll still have to schedule an intake meeting to determine the length of your stay. Don't get too comfortable yet.
Here's your room. You can put your clothes in the dresser. I know it's small, but it's meant to be temporary. We'll talk more tomorrow about your plan going forward. But tonight, just get some rest. I gather you've had a long day.
Yes, such a long day. It's good to sit down.
Hey, I like your necklace. Is that A for Amelia?
Yes, it was a gift. Well, it's a copy of a gift I got a long time ago. I had to. Never mind. I just want to go to sleep now, if that's okay with you.
Oh, of course, of course. The bathroom's down the hall if you need it, and that window opens halfway if you want some air. It's kind of stuffy in here. Have a good night, Amelia.
Good night. And thank you.
It's my job.
Oh, fresh air and freedom for tonight anyway.
All right, kids, listen up. This is where you'll be staying with your new foster family. They're real nice folks with two sons about your ages.
How long will I be living here for?
I'm not sure exactly. For now, anyway.
If you or someone you know is affected by any of the content depicted in Flourish, please visit flourishaudiodrama.com/resources for a list of worldwide organizations, hotlines, and support systems that are ready to help you. Flourish, Episode 1, Freedom, starring Rhianna Cameron as Amelia, Melissa Taylor as Elizabeth, Lisa Marley as Old Lady, Kiara Morgana as Young Amelia, and Aaron Matthews as Young Liam. Directed by Lou Halsley and Virginia Vaught. Written by Ayla Seymour and Amy Starkey. Intimacy Coordinator, Megan Gilron. Sound Production by Spencer Ratzlaff. Executive Producer, Ayla Seymour. Produced by Harmony Flourish Studios in partnership with UBCP ACTRA. Principal Intimacy Coordinators and Get Ready Sound. For a list of full show credits and notes, please visit flourishaudiodrama.com or at flourish_audiodrama on Instagram. This episode is sponsored by Get Ready Sound. This podcast was recorded at Get Ready Sound. Get Ready Sound is an innovative new recording studio located in Burnaby, BC. Specializing in high-quality audio for podcasts, voiceover, and music, Get Ready Sound is here to help you achieve your audio dreams. Check them out at GetReadySound.com. Principal Intimacy Professionals. Team PIPS promotes growth in the recorded and live performance industries through the development of new protocols and techniques for scenes of intimacy, simulated sex, nudity, and heightened emotion. They support brave and compelling performances by creating an environment cultivated by mindful professionals. Their intimacy professionals have over 25 years of collective experience and training in intimacy. On top of their professional pursuits and skill sets, they have created a strong team serving Canada's performance industries. Find out more about their approach and team members by visiting principalintimacy.com or at principalintimacy on Instagram.